This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Luke. Today is Monday, June 18th, the 20th anniversary of Our Lady's apparition at Bayside in the year of our Lord, 1990. We are presently at the Vatican Pavilion site, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
The blue lights are appearing all about Our Lady's trees now. You know it is her signal that she's coming. Oh, there's a bright light, oh, like a ball of light coming through the sky at the top. And I can see Our Lady is standing on the ball, just like she did 20 years ago. Oh, the ball seems to represent the earth. And Our Lady now is looking all about her. She's coming very close. In fact, now she is drifting off of the ball, and the ball is going to our left, and Our Lady is coming down to the top of the tree directly behind her statue. Our Lady is looking about her. Oh, she has on the most beautiful gown. It's white and luminous, and she has a mantle that extends all about her head and down to her feet. And now as I look at Our Lady's feet, I can see she has delicate petals of roses now coming from her feet and coming down our way. They must be special graces. Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful. I don't know. I wish she would appear to everyone to see her like she is. It is the most beautiful sight in the whole world. I love you, Blessed Mother. Yes. Now Our Lady is looking, and she's putting her first finger to her lips like this. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children of the world, I am very elated at the response from which the workers for Our Lady of the Roses responded and have brought in many new souls. Before the evening is over, you will understand what I am telling you, my child. But first of all, I come also for this reason. There is much going on in the world now that is evil. As I tried to make you understand several years ago that Satan has entered now into my son's church upon earth, and Satan has control now of all the medias. Therefore, it is up to the parents now to see that their children do not become polluted and lose their souls. We're all aware in heaven of the drug epidemics, the volcanoes erupting, but you see, it was to come about. Now, I hear the prayers of many who call out for mercy, because they have the disease called AIDS. My child, make it known to them in writing that this was a direct admonition by the Eternal Father for their performing terrible acts of indecency upon earth that destroys the young souls who follow them. I am talking, my child, about homosexuality. It is rampant all over the earth. You have to understand, the Eternal Father is not a punishing God. However, he is most interested in the children. And it appears now that the sins of the parents are being placed upon the shoulders of the children. And oh, my children, if I could only show you the list that the Eternal Father has for him to go through the world and bring these souls back. The sins of the parents shall be visited upon the children. Oh, my children, I hear your cries. because of the AIDS epidemic in your country and the world. I plead for you to the Eternal Father to remove this plague from among mankind. And I have great news to you this evening, my children. The Eternal Father and my son have made it clear to me that if man will repent of his ways that have been given to him by Satan, we will see that you do have a cure for AIDS. A certain length of time has been set about by the Eternal Father. It is the time for you to repent and do penance for the sins of the world. There are many who are willing to help us now. We watch you all, my children, and we will guide you to an eventual victory. All who suffer upon earth because of Satan's battle with them will know that through our mercy, not all will be lost. I want you to stress, my child, the existence of hell and purgatory. It has been forgotten by many. Even the priests in my son's churches have overlooked this essential knowledge. In fact, some now mock it as being untrue. My child and my children of the world, please believe me. I have been through purgatory. I have been through hell. And I tell you all, please do penance for your brothers and sisters who do not have the way. The way to heaven is really led by a scene of love. The Eternal Father is not a one to punish you, for he wishes to save all mankind. He has created you. Even that, my child, is being discarded. I hear the voices that cry out that you were not created by the Holy Spirit. But I say unto you, men of the cloth too, that you do not follow your religious beliefs. You've given them up, and you work among precepts for man. Do not make my son's church a place just for man. It was through the Eternal Father's plan to be a place of honor and direction, to set you on the road to heaven and not lose your road and wind up in hell or purgatory. You see, the enemies of your God believe that if they can confuse you and make you believe errors, they will take over completely. But I know, my children, if you listen to our direction, that will not happen. I say again, if man will repent of his sin and discard the homosexual life they're living, I will give them a cure for AIDS. Now also, my child and my children, there is another fact to be known to mankind and shouted from the rooftops. The murders of the unborn will not be tolerated. You will read Job chapter 33, verse 4. The Holy Spirit made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. Do not listen to those disciples of Satan that are trying to take this knowledge from you. All mankind has been created by the Eternal Father in the Son and the Holy Ghost. The existence of the Trinity, too, is being attacked. We are fully aware of what is going on. And I can tell you, my children, if there are not immediate changes, another plague shall be set upon your country and other countries of the world. Eventually, the suffering will be so great, if man does not repent, that there will be few souls left on earth. You are in great danger at this time, the United States of America. I tried to warn you some time ago that you allowed a two-legged demon to enter into your country. Do not believe an atheist, because they do not hold the truth. Oh, my children, I know that you have struggled through the years to bring this message from heaven. And I know, my child, Veronica, I relieve you of one cost. but you cannot be free of all suffering because it is needed. You will understand this, my child, when you enter through the golden doors. Yes, my child. Yes. You don't want me to repeat it? Am I going that soon? Oh, yes. 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 Now, my child, one more message to mankind, and I will let you rest, because my son wants to speak to you. He has grave concern of what is happening to the earth. Yes. You don't want me to repeat it? I understand. Yes. Yes, I will. Now, our lady is going over to her left side, our right side, directly over the trees. Oh, she's so luminous. I'm sure everyone could see her. She's so beautiful. And she is so loving that I can feel it. It's just like having another mother. Now, our lady is going over and taking her rosary like this. She has the golden Our Fathers and the white luminous Hail Mary, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking over, and she's saying, is that a nun I see over there? Where are her garments? I don't know, Blessed Mother. My child, you will also make it known that we are not happy to see the world enter all of our convents. They discard the habits. They're no longer maidens of purity. And I tell you, my children, that cannot be tolerated. Modernism must not be a way of life for our dedicated. Our nuns have to have discipline, my children. Do not bring the world into the convents. I ask that the convents remain free of all television and radios and return to their prayer life. Also, my son wants it known that he is fully aware of the prayer life, the lack of prayer life in his dedicated. They have become men of the world and no longer men of God. I know this shocks you, my child, but it cannot be avoided. There has to be a change. Satan is working now throughout the world. 666 is upon mankind, and it cannot be denied. There will be murders abounding, and the abortions shall continue until mankind receives a just chastisement. I have wandered throughout the world all these earth years, trying to warn mankind that if they love my son, they will honor him. But now many are dishonoring him. The Eternal Father will only put up with this for a short time, and man shall receive a just punishment. Now, my child, you go forward now, and my son will await you. But I wish that you enter by the circle, the infirm circle, because there are some asking me now and praying that you come over to them. Yes, my child, you go, and my son shall seek you when you return. Now, over the tree right there, Jesus is coming through the trees. I didn't notice that. I was so busy watching a lady in the world rolling away. He looks just beautiful. Jesus has on a red velvet gown with gold trim all around the edging. And I can see his sandals, like he has brown sandals, but they are tinged in gold around the sides of the straps. And Jesus is looking all about him. It's kind of windy up there because his hair is blowing back and forth. Our lady now has motioned to him, and she's pointing towards the infirm circle. Now, Our Lady is saying she had placed her fingers to her lips to listen and repeat, "My son is going with you, my child, this evening."
Oh.
Yes. Yes, I'll go there right away.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Jesus is following me. He's coming with me to the circle. That means that's going to be cured.
Now
Jesus is standing directly over the tall tree by his statue. He's been there quite a while. I looked back a couple of times when I was by the infant circle, and I noticed him standing there very patiently. He had followed me over, but then returned to the center of the etcetera. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He's extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over towards his left, our right. He's going farther over to the edge of the trees, and he's looking down. Now he's motioning over to the right side, and I see a gnat. There's a gnat forming in the sky. It looks like the east coast of the United States. I can see Florida. I can even see Long Island. But then I see something very ominous. Looks like a big red bear, like in that bear picture. But you know, I know that country. It's in Cuba. What is the bear doing in Cuba, Blessed Mother? Now, Our Lady is coming back. She was also watching at the infant circle, although Jesus accompanied me over there. But now they're pointing up, and I see another country that goes across the other side of the world, it looks like. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with the areas of the nations. But I believe it's USSR, the Russian, you know. And Jesus is shaking his head yes. So in the meantime, he's placed his finger to his lips like this, which means that he wants me to repeat, "My child and my children, I have very little to say that could solace me for the evil I see prevalent upon the earth. Your generation has become perverse and indoctrinated by Satan, until the cults of Satan now are well stacked in your country. Your children will be the victims. Yes, my child and my children, I know it is difficult for you to understand without having an actual meeting with these Satanists to see how vile they are, how they desecrate everything, and how they torment the souls of the children and those they have in their grasp. Protect your children, all the mothers and fathers of the world. Protect your children, or they will disappear from your homes forever. Even human sacrifice is taking place at this very hour that I am here with you. How can we do anything but beg with you to listen now, before it is too late? There will come another great chastisement to the United States. Look, my child, and tell me what you see." Oh, I don't know where it's at, but I see a lot of boats. Oh, they're submarines. They're just coming to the surface. And they look like they're off the coast. There's a map, pointing towards the map of the United States. I live on Long Island, and it sure looks like they're coming off the Long Island area. Now, as though they've been alerted to something, they're going now down into the water. But they are going now under, I can see, Jesus has me watching them undersea, and they are going to Cuba. I know it's Cuba. Now, what they're doing in Cuba, I don't know, but it appears that the Soviets are arming them. "Yes, my child, you have spoken well and directed it as I wanted you to. Now, this has to be known. My child and my children, make it known to your Senate and your President that the two-legged demon, as we address him, has entered upon your country, and they are not to be deceived, for he has a major plan against the United States. Yes, my children, many prayers are being said at this time throughout the world. The nations are suffering. So therefore, we expect you to understand what may be a riddle, but easy to understand. The United States must not give up its forces in Europe or the other nations, for they will be disarmed and we will be attacked. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, yes, I see it. Houses just coming down. It's awful. They're shooting. Oh, my goodness. My child, at this moment, because of the perversity of the world's children, we see it necessary to stand back and watch a just punishment upon mankind. I do not want you to think that we are a punishing God. We love our children, but sometimes the Eternal Father knows the heart, and they have been hardened. Man has given himself over to pursuits of the flesh, and as such, he condemns his soul to hell or purgatory. Pray, my children, pray for the souls in purgatory. Many shall be there until the end of the world. Yes, I did see hell already, Jesus. Yes, a lady took me down. Yes. You want me to go down there again? If you want me to, I will. Well, don't be afraid of my child. Just look. I am holding your hand. Oh, my goodness. I see where we're drifting into a hole, like it's like a large hole in the ground. And I hear people screaming. They're screaming at the top of their lungs. But I look down now. Jesus said to look down. I want to look up. The heat was so great. I don't want to look down, but I will arise. Oh, my. Oh, I see. I know they're demons. Hanging on the walls of the cave, like place we're at, that Jesus says is a top one of hell. And all these souls, there must be thousands of them, are screaming. They're screaming and crying. And they're like burning embers. The bodies are floating all around. They have no weight. It looks like bodies, and yet it looks like coals burning. Oh, that's another in Jesus. Please bring me out of here. Oh, that's terrible. Yes, my child and my children, if I could show this to everyone, you would be on your knees every day. I ask you now to pray for the souls in purgatory and even pray for those who are in hell. But of course, my children, unfortunately, hell is eternal. Yes. Now, my child, my mother made it known to you about the AIDS epidemic. There will be a cure for mankind as soon as we see the legislative bodies and those politicians of the world who are at this time causing the abortions with their monies and their funding, especially in the United States. Abortion is murder, and as such, you shall all be condemned as murderers at the time of your death, unless you repent now of your sin. The Eternal Father sent each and every soul upon earth. Repeat again, my children, to those hardened hearts and deaf ears, that will not listen no matter what. They must be then attacked by prayer. They have to be prayers so numerous that I would advise that the rosaries be up in every home. Parents, your children, please have them pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus says, the Eternal Father wants you to remember what his mother said, that you will read Job chapter 33, verse 4, and it says, repeat it, my child. Yes. It says, I am the Almighty. I am the Almighty. But first, the Spirit of life made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. Therefore, you shall not destroy every creation of the Eternal Father. Penance will be great upon mankind, for anyone who condones these heinous acts. Veronica, my child, I repeat again, though my mother had been throughout your country for years now with her messages. We ask that the priests take themselves out of this world. They are becoming men of the state, not men of God. I accept the degradation and the present confusion in my church upon earth, but I want a change back to normal. Man is building a church without the Eternal Father. Please, my children, pray much, for there will be another great chastisement upon mankind. My mother has been able to hold it back, but I am sad to say that it is the will of the Eternal Father. During this chastisement, many souls will go into purgatory. The road to heaven is a narrow road. So many never go on it. They become seated in the pleasures of the world, not thinking that one day they will come over the veil. There isn't a creation upon earth that doesn't have to appear before the Eternal Father at the end of his time. Yes. Did you go back? Yes. On the left side? Yes. Yes, I will. Jesus wants me to go back on the left side. There's somebody over there that he wants to cure. And I do what he says. He says to go to the left side over there and to continue blessing the infirm.
Good.
Because he has his reasons. There's going to be a cure there.
Is that the end of the moment?
Where did I stop? Back there. Maybe around 4 or 5 feet. They're high up there. And they're looking at everyone. Now, our lady is taking her rosary, which was about her waist, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, our lady is nodding towards Jesus, and he's moving over to our right side. Now, he's putting his hand out, see if I can do it, like this, and saying, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, our lady is moving over towards Jesus, and there's whistling. It sounds like the whistling of the trees. I can hear it. I can't hear the words. Oh, it wasn't meant to be. Our Lady, yes, our Lady says, you can expect much difference of opinion on our message this evening. However, you are to give it out exactly as I gave it to you. We're not going to leave the ground until the last soul has left, so don't be afraid, we're watching. Yes. Thank you. Oh, Our Lady, that light is so brilliant about her. I'm sure if it wasn't God's will, it would blind me. It's so bright. And now Our Lady is going back up on the world, and she's standing there. But all around her head now, it looks like the stars have come out. There are stars. I almost feel like counting them the way they're around her head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 stars around her head. I never saw that before, as a lady. That lady is smiling. Now she's pointing over to the infant circle. Oh, my goodness. Do you know she's holding her hand down like this, but the rays are going over our head. They're going back over our head. I don't know what our lady's doing there, but she certainly has something very mystical going on, because those rays are still radiating from her fingers and going over our head. And now I can see part of them. They look like little slivers of grass. I can't explain it. Little slivers of glass, like, coming from the rays. And they're falling down all about us. Oh. Our Lady calls it graces. Oh. Yes. Yes. I will. When? Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh, all right. I won't mention it. That lady standing right there, she's going to remain with Jesus until the last soul leaves the ground, you know. She looks so beautiful. She has on her, you know, her white gown. Oh, it's so beautiful. It almost makes my heart stop, you know. It's such a wonderful feeling, you know, of love. Our lady acts just like a mother for everyone, you know. And yet she looks very young.